Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Neil Poland, who's president of Mullican Flooring. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's always super to be in my home state of Florida.
It's good to be with you. We're in Miami at the HGTV Urban Oasis. It's a neat place. We'll get to that in a minute, but I don't get a chance to talk to you that often, and I'm just curious if you could tell us how business conditions are in the hardwood business.
You know, 2012, our sales have been about flat with last year. We're slightly disappointed because we expected sales to start to tick up. We're hoping that the upward movement in the housing market gives us a lift in the second half of the year.
Okay. Your expectations for the second half, are you staying on course with your plan?
Yeah, I mean, we expect to be in line with our budget, which would be slightly above last year's sales volume.
All right. Most people know that you're in the process of a major move when it comes to your whole production operation, your headquarters based up in Johnson City. Talk about that move, if you would.
Yeah, what we've done is started up a 3-ACE engineered flooring manufacturing operation, one production line in Johnson City, where we located in a new building, new to Mullican. And we are also relocating our finishing operations, hand sculpting operation, from our present location of 1109 University Parkway over to Woodland Road on the east side of Johnson City. All moves are challenging. All startups of new production facilities can be a challenge. And this one was certainly challenging, but I'm glad to say that from a manufacturing perspective, we've completed the move and everything is operating to our expectations.
Now, as part of this move, some of your engineered hardwood was being made overseas, and as part of this move, you're able to bring most of that back domestic, right?
Well, what we're manufacturing in this facility is 3/8 inch engineered flooring, and that's our focus with oak, hickory, maple. We still have partners in Asia that provide us with other species and thicknesses of engineered hardwood flooring.
So just one more little background on Mullican. You actually have three other locations where you produce a product, right?
Norton, Virginia, Ronsford, West Virginia, and Holland, New York, all manufacture 3/4-inch solid products, which are sent to Johnson City to be pre-finished. If they're sold as pre-finished flooring, we also still sell a significant volume of unfinished hardwood flooring in red oak, white oak, hickory, and maple.
And actually, that unfinished usually goes into new construction, and we're starting to see, about a 15% increase in housing starts, so you're starting to see a little bit of an uptick there?
You know, unfinished flooring prices have inched up, I'll just say that. The demand is slightly ahead of the supply. We expect that, you know, continue to move up slowly as the housing starts improve.
All right, so let's talk about the HGTV Urban Oasis. We're here now on the 20th floor looking out over the Biscayne Bay, and you have a beautiful product here. Talk about your decision to be part of this and this product on the floor.
We participated in the initial Urban Oasis unit in 2010. We were glad to have the opportunity to come back this year and be the flooring sponsor. You know, it gives us more than just TV advertising. We get a lot of additional PR. HGTV and Urban Oasis are names that are well known in the design community out there, and we're just really glad to be associated with it. And we're excited about tying in a fall promotion for our Mullican Flooring retailers this fall that should really generate a lot of excitement, enthusiasm, and hopefully some incremental sales for these retailers.
You know, I was interviewing the designer, and she was talking about this flooring, and she loves it as far as the fact that it's kind of an accent look. It's got a driftwood look. It's actually called Castilian Oak Driftwood, and it's a half-inch engineered, and it's 6 inches wide. This product's been in your line for about a year, right?
Yeah, we introduced the Castilian line late 2010, early 2011, that, like most products, picked up momentum first out on the West Coast, and it's spreading across the country, but a real exciting line at the upper end, but still an affordable, realistic price point, especially in today's weak economy, one that I think provides a great value to the homeowner and enables retailers to differentiate themselves with what they're offering the consumer in terms of style, color, appearance and texture.
This gray color is one that's been a trend for a while, hadn't it?
Yes, you know, we've seen gray coming back for a couple of years, and it's slowly, consistently gaining more and more momentum. Really, the white colors in the line have done a little bit better than the gray, and that's where we saw the initial surge of business with this Castilian product line.
Okay, great. Neil, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Neil Poland in Miami at the HGTV Urban Oasis, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.